This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Every year, over 230,000 American women will hear those words, "You have breast cancer." And that means decisions have to be made about treatment, about reconstruction. When your world has been turned upside down by a breast cancer diagnosis, it can be pretty hard to grasp what options are there for you. Pat Anstett's new book provides the answers, provides options, presented through the stories of women who've been handed that breast cancer diagnosis and then followed many different paths in treatment and reconstruction. Her book is Breast Cancer Surgery and Reconstruction, What's Right for You. And if her name rings a bell, it may well be thanks to Pat's 40 years as a newspaper journalist in Chicago, Washington, D.C., and then at the Detroit Free Press, where she worked for 22 years as a medical writer. Pat, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia, for having me and giving me an opportunity to extend some important messages that women need to hear.
When we think of the 230,000-plus American women who are diagnosed every year with breast cancer, about how many opt for reconstruction?
100,000 women a year in the United States have breast reconstruction. And you might find it interesting, 7 out of 10 have it immediately, but 3 wait. Sometimes it's because they need chemo and radiation first. Sometimes they want their bodies to heal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just don't want to have surgery right away.
They need their psyches. They need their minds to heal, I think. But so that's an interesting thing. So what about that other 130,000?
Well, that's a very valid point. Most women in America of the 230,000 qualify for a lumpectomy with radiation. They don't need a mastectomy and breast reconstruction. But in fact, there's a growing trend in America for women to have both breasts removed, even though they only have cancer in one, and qualify for lumpectomy and radiation.
Interesting, because the feeling is I don't want to have to worry about this sword hanging over my head. Let's just be preemptive about it.
That's exactly what women say.
You know, in the late 1970s, Pat, I worked for the American Cancer Society in the Metro Detroit area. I worked on a breast cancer education effort. In those days, there were still women, I remember, telling us how they would have a mastectomy. At that time, they were moving away from the terribly disfiguring Halsted radical mastectomy. That took a lot of muscle and tissue underlying the breast, and they were moving toward the modified radical mastectomy. What I remember is that some of these women said after the procedure, she'd be told by her surgeon, well, you know, you can just tuck a bag of rice in your bra. So please let me know that there's been progress made in these past 40 years in that department.
That's one of the most important issues to convey, that there are major advances, there are new procedures that didn't even exist 15 years ago, and that there are new ways to improve the surgery using your own fat and with products made from sterilized skin from animals, believe it or not, that better hold implants in shape and give more contour to implants.
So a much more natural look.
Yes.
Is what you're... Now, what tipped you off that there's a need for a book to focus on breast reconstruction?
I had a very dear friend, very well educated, who had problems with her reconstruction. And I noticed she was still going back to the plastic surgeon 2 years later. She started sharing with me some of the issues that kept her going back. And one of the things that got my attention right away was her telling me that larger framed, bustier women have poorer outcomes and fewer choices. Hello, she got my attention. And then she invited me to go with her mother on a 10-hour road trip to Baltimore because she was going to have her nipples tattooed. I said, "You what?"
Yeah.
Because 3 years ago, that wasn't as well known. Since, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons has even had a top team write in its journal that commercial breast tattoo artists do a superior job than that performed in many medical offices. They, in the medical office setting, they don't have the same training, equipment, or inks. And those tattoos fade.
Boy, so you got doctors saying, go to the professional tattoo artist.
Yes.
So that told you there was a lot of information out there that needed to be delivered to women in a way they could really comprehend.
Exactly. There were too many, you got to be kidding me, moments. And I covered breast cancer my entire career, and I have to say that there are far too many reporters that don't go beyond breast cancer to report on surgery, and certainly don't ask, how did it go? That's the simple question. And look at all the celebrities who've come forward to talk about it, be it Sandra Lee, Angelina Jolie, or anyone else. Mm-hmm. And have to look hard to find how did it go for them. Mm. Only a few times do women sort of reveal what they went through. Usually, it's never touched on. And so I realized that this was an important, under-addressed women's health topic.
So what most stunned you? I mean, you've had years as a medical writer, and you did a lot of stories about breast cancer. As you dug into this issue of the reconstruction that's right for each woman, what most surprised you?
I think the first big surprise was what I just mentioned about larger frame, bustier women not having the same choices and as good of options and outcomes. And look at our population. We have heavier women in America. We have bustier women. Someone needs to come forward, come clean, and say to those ladies that they don't have the same choices. Nipple-sparing mastectomy, for example, is not offered at many places to larger frame, bustier women because they can't do it for them as well as they can on a small-breasted woman. It's far less complicated. About 10% of women can get a nipple-sparing mastectomy.
That's
not a big number.
No. Typically, how long does the reconstruction process take?
That's a great question, Cynthia. Another big myth is that breast reconstruction is a done in a day, got that behind me kind of thing. It is not. Many women have two procedures, and a large number have many more. My friend, the one I told you about that went to Baltimore, took her 5 years and three plastic surgeons to get the breasts that she wanted. She finally has a set that aren't wrinkled, that don't move in the wrong direction.
What are the main options available when we say breast reconstruction? There's not just a procedure, but what are some of the main and most successful options?
Okay, so statistics are these. 9 out of 10 women who have breast reconstruction have it done with implants, usually silicone implants. 10% have it done with their own tissue. And this is one of the biggest advances. They can take extra fat in your tummy, your thighs, your butt, your back, heaven forbid, and make a breast out of it. But it's not a skill that all plastic surgeons have the training to do. There are really just about 5 or 6 dozen plastic surgeons in America with the advanced training as microvascular surgeons who know how to perform what is considered the gold standard of breast reconstruction using your own tissue. It is called a deep flap, D-I-E-P flap. It is taken from your abdominal tissue, and it also uses the accompanying blood vessels. They can take that and make a breast out of it. They can take two flaps from your tummy and make two breasts out of it, but it typically entails at least two procedures. You need to go back to get them to match better. This is one of the most important issues women need to understand, and they don't get it. They think, oh, so-and-so, I heard he's great. But if you're having breast reconstruction, you need to go to someone who does it all the time. One of the top teams in San Antonio does 600 breast reconstructions a year. No, most teams don't come close to that. But you need to ask, how often do you do this? How often do women come back? Can you fix what goes wrong? And it's interesting that some doctors are so good at fixing what goes wrong that up to a third to 40% or more of their practice is what is called in plastic surgery breast revision.
Fixing mistakes.
Fixing. In fact, fixing the top problems. Team in San Antonio uses this. It's very social media savvy. It uses a hashtag, We Fix Failed.
You're dealing with that on top of the fact that you've had to deal with the breast cancer diagnosis, deal with whatever treatment options you've had to go through, and then here is this additional journey.
Yes. And another thing I should mention is that women who choose no reconstruction often say they're pressured to have reconstruction by their doctors, by their family, by their friends. And as one woman said to me, this is an option that just needs to be on the menu.
These women, and you have so many in your book, and it's so well reported, it does seem like it's like a gift that these women want to give to other women. Let me share my story.
It really is, and I'm grateful that they not only agreed to be interviewed on the record, which is unique for a book like this. There aren't many books like this, and there are none with women on the record with their personal stories.
Yeah.
And photos. These are elegant photos done by Kathleen Galligan, a Detroit Free Press photographer, who 3 months after she started working with me was diagnosed with breast cancer.
And she's in the book.
And she ended up writing her chapter reluctantly. She'd rather be on her side of the camera, not the one we put her on. But she said to me, Pat, if we ever do a book together again, it's going to be about winning the lottery.
Ultimately, Pat, how do you hope that this book changes the conversation about this very, very central issue in women's health?
I want women to go in and say more than this to their doctors. If I were your sister or your wife, what would you recommend? I want women to go in with eyes wide open, or at least bring someone with them whose eyes are wide open. It's a lot to handle. Just the diagnosis makes people's heads spin. But these are decisions that women will live with for the rest of their lives. And we don't want them looking back and saying, did it have to be that way?
Pat Anstett's book is Breast Cancer Surgery and Reconstruction, What's Right for You, done with Free Press photographer Kathleen Galligan. And we should also note, in addition to the book, you've put together a really extensive website that collects women's stories and photographs. It's at bcsurgerystories.com. Why was it important to do that?
I want to be a great breast reporter. I look at it sort of as investigative reporting, and I just write about the breast. But I needed a website to convey this information because not all women want to read a book, can pay $35 to buy my book. And so what I've done is I've created a website, and I'm now putting up fact sheets that boil down into simple one-page and two-page handouts for women, the dozen things you need to know about breast reconstruction, and so on. I also soon will have up, by the end of the month, I hope, 2 YouTube videos, 1-hour videos with panels of doctors and survivors and women with hereditary breast cancer risk, so that women can see the kind of panel discussions I've been doing throughout Michigan and to some extent the rest of the country, educating women about these issues.
The book is Breast Cancer Surgery and Reconstruction, What's Right for You by Pat Anstett and photography by Kathleen Galligan. And again, the website that you can check out is bcsurgerystories.com. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us, Pat.
Thank you, Cynthia.